When you say Lotus in Bloomington, Indiana, most people will probably imagine the four-day festival in September that brings scores of international performers and throngs of music lovers to the city's streets. But the folks behind the fall extravaganza also offer an early spring mini-festival that brings internationally respected artists and educators into local schools. WFIU's Lacey Scarmana sat down with one of this year's Lotus Blossoms performers.
Lotus Blossoms headliner Kuniko Yamamoto has her own connection to the flower that gives Bloomington's spring educational outreach program its name.
I'm from small city of Osaka, and then we had a lotus blossom fields right in front of my middle school. And right before the harvest time, all the flowers blossoms, and lotus flowers blossoms in a filthy mud. There's a great message in it. You know, even you are in a worse condition, there's a way you can blossom the beautiful flower.
The themes of contrast and transformation Yamamoto values in the Lotus Blossom story recur in her educational performances. A Japanese native who has lived in the United States for more than 20 years, Yamamoto specializes in performing for children.
Why are you scared?
No.
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 Well,
this has scary face, doesn't it? But you don't have to be scared.
My typical show is based on Japanese folk tales, myth, and then also origami.
The traditional elements, however, manage to surprise her audiences.
I get a lot of reaction of like, ah, or do more, what? I hear this a lot. What?
Yamamoto's passion for art and entertaining began back in Japan, where she studied dance, theater, and music. She came to New York in 1992 to study with mime and actor Tony Montanaro. She studied mime with him for 3 years, and then he encouraged her to express herself with her voice. That's when she began storytelling. She now combines the talents into one performance.
I come out with a traditional kimono, so instantly they know I am different. I am coming from somewhere absolutely different, and then I'll tell them about Japanese language, Japanese folktale, and then I tell the story with origami sometimes.
Yamamoto applies the concept of origami, the transformative Japanese art of folding, to an unlikely prop, much to the children's delight.
They like my sushi mat. To make sushi, you need a bamboo sushi mat to make a roll. And that sushi mat is like an origami. It turns into a different shape. For example, it becomes a rainbow, it becomes a fish, it becomes a shrine.
What appears to be a playful demonstration with a sushi mat contains more ambitious goals.
I like to think my show saves the world and contribute to the world peace. That's such a blunt statement, but the children, my audience, have fun. They have a lot of fun with my show, and then I hope they remember how much fun they had. 20 years later, 10 years later, when they become adult, person to person, we can really be a friend. We can really understand each other. There's a great possibility to communicate well, you know, transcending the culture.
Lotus Blossoms will continue with school and community performances through the rest of February and March. Events will include performers from Ugandan and Creole cultures. For WFIU Arts, I'm Lacey Scarmana.